Hype and fanfare greeted the U.S. launch of Microsoft's newest game. At this store in New York City, the line stretched around the block as game characters kept fans entertained. Uchendu Nwachukwu was a bit bleary-eyed, but happy to be first in line.
I got here 6 p.m. yesterday. Been waiting here ever since. Looking forward to getting Halo 3. Looking forward to go home and playing it. And looking forward to get some sleep.
Halo 3 resumes game hero Master Chief's epic adventures as a masked soldier from the future returns to Earth to battle alien forces that threaten humanity's survival. Game developer Frank O'Connor at Bungie Studios predicts game fans will not be disappointed.
It's the last part of our Halo trilogy. It is confidently the best game we've ever made as a studio. We're really happy with it. Our review scores came in yesterday. We're really happy with those. But I think most importantly, we're looking forward to actually playing with real people.
And game fans, some dressed in Master Chief t-shirts, could not wait. These two rushed to join the queue after school.
No, I got out and I rushed here as soon as I could.
Going back to school tomorrow. I was at school yet, or today, I guess you could say. I mean, I hope I get sick, but that's all I just hope.
If I get diagnosed with the flu, that would be pretty lucky.
Microsoft says more than 1 million copies of the game had been pre-ordered prior to the midnight launch. Although official sales projections were not available, Microsoft Game Studio Chief Shane Kim predicts Halo 3 will outdo sales of the Spider-Man 3 game, which grossed more than $150 million in its opening weekend.
Well, Halo 3 is going to be the biggest entertainment launch in history, so our expectations are, exceed anything for a video game, and it's really going to be the biggest entertainment event of the year.
Industry experts say the significance of the Halo franchise cannot be underestimated for Microsoft. The software company was a newcomer to the $30 billion a year video game industry when it launched the Xbox game console in 2001. The Xbox 360 came out in 2005. So far, it's enjoyed stronger sales this year than the pricier Sony PlayStation 3. Millar Sega, VOA News.